Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome to Fort Recovery High School, our first home game of the season. Indians stand at one win, two losses. Lost to Salina on a week ago tonight, Monday, at Salina. And that was a 3-0 loss. Then Friday at Mississinewa, we won 2-0. And then Saturday at Crestview, we lost 2-1 in 9 innings. And I believe we had one earned run in all three of those games scored against our Indians. So we're working on trying to have a pretty good year. And so far, it seems it's very early and don't know how good or bad the opponents are. But Salina and Crestview are usually very good. Mississinewa was noticeably better than I think they've been for a while. So we don't know exactly how good our opponents have been, but as far as I can tell, the first earned run we gave up this season was on Saturday at Crestview. I think that was a fifth or sixth inning we gave up a run. And then they I think that might have been an unearned run, and they got an earned run to win the game. Anyway, I think there's just one earned run so far in the season. So now the Lehman Catholic, don't seem to have their record, but I have it here, I believe. Nope. Oh, there it is. Yeah, sorry. A week ago tomorrow, they played Milton Union at home and lost 10-3. Then they hosted Mississinewa Valley and won 16-6 on Wednesday. Then Thursday, they went to Miami East and lost 14-2. And Friday, they were at New Bremen and lost 10-4. So they have us tonight and Bethel tomorrow. So that's kind of the way Sydney Lehman Catholic is standing up here, and they're taking their infield, and I don't see the umpires here, so they may be running a little late, so we may have a little more time to kind of chit-chat a little bit. The MAC season starts this Thursday, and it will be Delphus coming here to play, and then New Bremen will be at Minster. New Knoxville will be at Coldwater, Parkway will be at Versailles, and St. Henry will be at Marion Local. So that's the lineup for the first game of the MAC season, and we'll see how all of that goes. So right now they're just finishing their warm-ups. There's umpires down the first baseline. They were just kind of down there. I guess we'll have our coaches talk at home plate, and then we'll see what's how things are going to go. So we do want to thank everybody. If you did get the message that we are on the air, we've had computer problems since last Thursday. Chuck has worked night and day working, trying to get things going. And we're not regular, but as far as we're concerned today, we are broadcasting on our regular stream, so that part is good, but during the day and so forth, we will not be on the air till we get things completely resolved, but we do have a patchwork way of getting us on the air today. And also we don't have another game till Thursday, but we do have Wednesday night, we have our talk night, and we are going to be on the air for that with this way of going. So we'll start playing music around 6:30. Then at 7, we'll have our insight show, and that will be the one of the candidates for our Mercer County Commissioner. That'll be Greg Homan. And then after that on Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee have their annual Memorial Day, or not Memorial Day, excuse me, Masters Tournament. And they'll have Kirby from the Elks, trivia questions, prizes, general chit-chat, people calling in, people texting in. It's always a big, big show for us, and that will happen. We will probably have to do it this way, but as far as you guys, the listeners, know, you won't notice the difference, because it's just one of those things where we can get on the air, but it's not going through our regular programming and so forth. So the music and so forth, the music, local commercials, and public service announcements will not be playing during the day. But our live broadcasts, we are going to be able to do those. And we're hoping to have everything done by Wednesday. So everything is rolling, but we don't know that yet, but we know we can do it this way. So that will be happening, and on Wednesday, that'll be Bubba and Fee with the Masters Show with Kirby from the Elks, and the Insight Show with Greg Homan will be going on before that on Insight at 7. So should be all of that will be done, and you guys will probably not even see the difference. So we're getting ready to get the game going here. So for the Layman Catholic, these are the Cavaliers. They'll start off with number 19, David Rossman, a senior, and he'll be followed by Hayden Seaver, Seth Kennedy, and J.D. Barhorst. So that's the first four, if they get that far, for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. Head coach Justin Tucker. So when we get things going here, looks like we're getting a little warm up and trying to see who's on the mound for us. And I don't have our roster right in front of me, of course. So it is Troy Homan on the mound. He's going to be starting today. So we've had Jackson Irvin started last Monday and did a very good job. And on Friday, we played at Mississinewa. And, well, I've lost who started that. But we've had good pitching all along. And as I said earlier, I think we've only had one earned run against us in the whole three games we've had. So this will be David Rossman starting first batter here for Layman. And I'm just now getting the names in the book. Okay. Troy Homan on the mound. Rossman steps into the batter's box. Yells play ball. First pitch, called strike to Rossman. The ball's in a strike. Troy looks in, has a sign, comes to the plate. That's a called strike. Inside corner. No balls, two strikes to the leadoff batter Rossman for Layman Catholic here in the top of inning number one. No balls, two strikes. That one's right down the middle. Called strike. Drops it. Throws to Botin at first. One up, one down for Layman Catholic. That'll bring Hayden Seaver, a junior right-handed batter, to the plate. One out, nobody on. Just getting started here in the top of the first inning. Strike down the middle. He kind of looked like he might go at it, and he maybe should have. It's a good strike. So four pitches, four strikes for Troy Homan. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Five straight strikes to start the game off for Troy Homan. Great start for him. Throw strikes, the coach says, and Troy is 5 for 5. That one's a little inside. I think he tried to get him to swing at that one. Two balls. Well, looks like I might have missed one. They've got the scoreboard wrong. It is 1 ball, 2 strikes. The scoreboard says 2 balls, 1 strike. So that one's hit hard into center field. Center fielder has to let it drop. And a one-out single for Seaver. And that'll bring up Seth Kennedy. So Garkey goes out to talk to Troy, who I probably will call Will Homan at least once today. But Troy out there on the mound. And Kennedy, your batter. First pitch, a strike. No balls and a strike. One out, runner at first. He gets a little bit of a lead out there, Seaver. And Troy will, looking back, comes off the mound, fakes a throw. He scurries back. Troy's looking in for the sign. Glances over at the runner. Comes to the plate. That one's low. A ball and a strike. One away. Seaver at first with a one-out single. And Troy comes to the plate. That one's fouled to the right side into the tree out there, which means it's out of play. So a ball, 2 strikes with 1 out. And Kennedy will step back in. J.D. Barhorst on deck. And called strike 3. So that's 2 strikeouts for Troy here in the first inning. There's 2 away. J.D. Barhorst, your batter. Seth Kanapke on deck. And picked him off of first base on the throw over. The runner didn't think that was quite right, but picked him off. So we've played a half an inning. And it is Lehman 0, Fort Recovery coming to bat. We'll be back right after this.
Miracle Lanes has 2 great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or 6 pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or 6 pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Hop on over to Historic Fort Recovery for the Fort Recovery Merchants Easter Egg Hunt on Saturday, April 9th. The Easter Egg Hunt will start at 10 a.m. for ages 0 to 4, and the fire department will have a candy drop for ages 5 and up. The Easter Bunny will also be at Vantry's Park for pictures. Everyone is welcome, so join us on Saturday, April 9th, starting at 10 a.m. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back. We're at Fort Recovery, finally. Home game.
Home game.
And I have Harold Feely here helping me out.
Yes, sir.
And, again, we appreciate your patience through the last 5 days with our computer on the
blink.
Yeah. But We did. All the games have been recorded and put in the archives. Today, Chuck got away to get us actually on the air, but we will only be on the air for live shows and not all during the day till we get everything worked out. He thought he had it figured out Saturday, and things didn't load correctly, and he thinks he has it figured out now, but I can't bet on it. So
it's like David Rossman's going to be their pitcher on the mound and leading off for the Indians, Troy Homan. Took a called strike one.
And speaking, I think we were speaking of Will Homan. I think that's him right there. I think he just popped in.
Popping by there.
I told him earlier, Troy's pitching. I said, I'll call him Will at least once a day. Inside
Troy
out.
Pops it up. Pitcher calls him off. And he's got it for the first out.
Yeah, one up, one down for the Indians. I'll jabber a little bit while you.
We're kind of working our way. It looks like Wyatt Benn's going to be our second hitter.
Write the names in there.
Set some dirt on that.
So, yep, Wyatt. Is that Wyatt?
I believe it is.
Yep. Okay. He hit the ball well this past weekend. He didn't get a lot of hits to show for it, but he was hitting the ball pretty well. There's two or three of them that hit the ball very well and didn't get much to show for it. But but we are putting the bat on the ball, and that's a big deal early.
Got to put them in the area. Yeah, we got to put them in play.
Yep.
All righty. What else we got?
So Rassman looks in. Swung on. Third baseman
shot
has it over to first.
Nicely done. Two down. That goes 5-3 if you're scoring.
Yep. Two up, two down.
Two down. And look, Cale Ramel will be the hitter.
Yep. Cale didn't play on Saturday, and I'm not sure why.
He may be doing AAU basketball, if I was betting.
That might be. Yep, a non-league game. And
hit a ground ball to third. Third baseman's got it. Throws to first. Quick inning. One,
nice,
two, three.
Nice play by the third baseman. Looked
very
like it handcuffed
nice.
Him a little, but
yeah,
he recovered.
A nice job.
And, okay, so we'll be
after
back.
One complete, we got no score.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
We're back here at Fort Recovery. Sorry, Dave, we're cutting you off. We've had two pitches already. The first one is taken for a ball. The second is fouled back over our head.
J.D. Barhorse is our hitter.
Yep, he was at bat when they got picked
one
up
one
at first.
Count. Troy brings a curveball in for a called strike two.
He's thrown nothing but strikes. His first five were strikes.
He's making them hitters. That's what we like.
Yep, yep.
J.D. Strike three.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. One away for Troy. That brings, looks like Mr. Knapke's coming up here.
Yeah, I think it's
Seth
Knapke.
Knapke.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sure they pronounce it the same way we do.
I would think so.
Although
you never know.
You get down
ten and teen, you never know.
Yeah, and Stammen and Stammen.
Stammen, that's right. But you never know
anymore. If you pronounce it sort of correctly, you about have to get Kanapke out of it.
Yeah, it seems like that would be
yeah.
it. Looks like these guys don't have a senior on the lot.
I think I saw one. There was one.
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah, the Rossman boy. That's
and I think there's three or four juniors.
Got a bunch of juniors.
Freshmen and sophomores. So they're young.
They're young. They'll be good in a few years.
Yep. So down here is their record so far. I think they're 1-3.
They're 1-3.
Coming into
Lost today. To Milton Union and beat Missinawa Valley and lost to Miami East. Also lost to New Bremen.
Yeah, so they played 4 days in a row last week.
Yep. They got a bunch of games in. Ooh, that's a good-looking pitch.
It must have been a little out inside, maybe.
One way or the other.
Yep.
Looks like a pretty good pitch.
Yep.
We got a 3-1 count right now. Troy Wines.
Scoreboard says that.
Strike.
Nope.
Ball four.
Nope.
I thought he got the old strike here. Nope.
He looked like he was moving that way, but he's just kind of moving to point toward first base. So
he is on with a base on ball. We got our first runner of the game.
One out walk.
Let's see. I think.
Yep, Corbin Schmiesing.
Schmiesing.
There's two Schmiesings, so I think the other one is two batters later. Oops.
Whoops.
That one gets away.
That's not good. Bo 10 chases after it, runs it back in, but the runner will advance to second. Schmiesing.
That one got away from him.
One out. Runner at second now. Corbin Schmiesing. Freshman. Hits a ground ball right to Bo 10 for the second out of the inning. He'll advance the runner to third.
Kanapke moves to third.
So we got two outs
easily.
In the inning. Oops, that's not good. I'm in the wrong inning. I got to get back to my baseball mind here, Neil.
That's okay. You and I are the only ones going to see the book.
That's
so
right.
We can mess it up. I think we have Dylan Schmiesing here.
Dylan.
Strike down in the bottom end of the strike zone.
What did our first guy do? I didn't write it down. Barnhorst.
He got out. I think he struck out, I believe. Foul back to the screen. No balls, two strikes to Dylan Schmiesing.
One out.
Freshman.
Kanapke boy walked.
Got a couple of. They got several freshmen starting here, and they all look like pretty good ball players.
Three unassisted.
Swing and a miss.
That's the inning. Good job by Troy. What a bear down
yep.
there and keep that runner at third.
Yep, he kind of froze him and
kept him right at third. In the inning, they got no runs on no hits. After 1.5, we still have no score.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hey, we're back here. Fort Recovery Field. Kendrick Wendell's our first hitter for the Indians. He takes a high ball. It's ahead in the count. 1-0. There's a shot to right field. I think it's going to drop for a base hit. Nice job, Kendrick, yep. Leading us off.
Kendrick was putting the wood on the, or I guess the metal on the bat the last week, but he wasn't getting anything to drop
to
for
drop.
Him.
And he got a good one there. That one dropped in good.
Had several guys that just, you know, they were hitting them. Now, that was an inside-out kind of a blooper, but you know, at least we're getting contact.
Yeah,
we're getting
contact.
Somewhere and pretty decent contact. So.
Landon Post is your hitter coming to play. See if we're going to move him around. I think we are. He takes a ball.
Yep.
Definitely went to punt, bunt.
Yep, showed the bunt.
And pulled it back. It was a pretty bad pitch.
Yeah, it was way out, a little high and outside.
Yep. David Rossman, the lone senior on Sydney's team, is the pitcher for them. He winds, pitches.
And that one's high.
Landon says, nope, I'm going to take that one too, 2-0.
In the, I think it was the bottom of the seventh on Saturday, we were tied. And Crestview had a runner on third, did a squeeze, suicide squeeze, and the batter did not make contact.
Ooh, that hurts.
Yeah. Tagged him. Tagged him. Both the runner and the catcher were both standing up.
Waiting. That's not good.
At the third base end of the batter's box.
That's not good. No. 3-0, he's going to take ball four. We got the first two runners on. Yeah, we got something going on.
Yes,
here.
Sir. That's pretty good.
We like
Let's
to see
get
that.
Her going. Is this,
looks like Brock Deuce Brock is going to come to the plate.
Yep.
Brock senior for the Indians.
Yeah, I guess he didn't get to play his sophomore year. He played some at the end of his freshman year and played his junior year. Good ball player.
Had a nice year last year, too, for us. Foul ball, didn't get it down. Got to execute here, get the runners on second and third.
Yep, we have to get them over.
Strike one.
Especially with nobody out, we can give away an out to get runners at
we
second
sure
and
can.
Third.
Sure
now,
can.
A pass ball would get the same result without having to do
right.
a punt.
But. That's exactly right. It'd get her done, too. Rossman winds. Here comes the pitch. A little high.
And in the ninth inning, Crestview, they had a runner at third, and our infielders were playing for the bunt.
Yep.
And he hit a pretty good fly ball to left field, which was very easily caught and very easily scored the runner.
A little outside?
Ooh.
Nope. Called it a strike.
That was 6 or 8 inches outside.
I got a pretty good view up here. That wasn't too good.
Now, maybe it curved right at the – caught the front end of that plate. But
I don't know.
Yep.
1-2. He's got to protect anything close.
Yep. Ball and two strikes.
Here comes a pitch to Brock.
That's
fouled back.
Hope that didn't hit your car.
1-2. Might have got me. Can't hurt my car.
Well,
alrighty.
And then you don't have anywhere to go buy a new one.
I know. That's the problem. I can't buy a new one.
At least not at a reasonable price.
Oh,
man, what a terrible situation.
It is. All right, Brock. Come on, baby. Brock, it's fly ball. Right field. Right fielder's coming under it. I think we should tag here, but Kendrick did not tag. He dropped it.
Ooh, he did drop it.
I think they're going to say it's a catch, though. Watch the ball.
And he went
all
back.
Right. Landon moves up to second. Yeah. Got him on second and third.
So
I think they did call it out.
Yeah, so he did.
He moved him.
Yeah, he went back and then moved on to Kendrick, went back to second. Then when that guy dropped it, he moved on to third pretty easily.
Pretty easily.
And when they threw it over there and didn't handle it very well, then Landon moved on to second. So
Landon got him
got one out.
Heads up there. Nice play.
That wasn't exactly how that was supposed to go, but the result's exactly what we were looking for.
Bo Tin's our hitter now. Bo takes strike one. Bo's looking for something hard and straight so that he can hit a long way.
Yep.
Let's get a couple RBIs in here, Bo. Rossman winds. Pitch. Line drive. Back up the middle. That's a base hit. That's going to score a couple runs. Nice big hit by number 10, Bo Tin. Indians take the lead 2-0.
That was great.
That was well done there, Neil. Base hit right by the pitcher. Shot him.
Yep.
Charlie Browned him. Got him with a Charlie Brown line drive.
Yep, right over second base. So the shortstop and the second baseman didn't, they made attempts at it, but they had no chance.
Yeah, had no chance. That brings Marcus Garkey, our catcher, to the plate.
That one's low.
Takes a wild pitch. Nice job by the catcher stopping that one.
Yep.
We got one out in the inning. Looks like Riggs Toby on deck.
Riggs had a really good shot at Crestview the other night.
Hit a good one?
Yep.
Outside corner strike.
He had some trouble hitting solid.
Yep.
That one real good solid hit, I think, his last at bat. And I don't remember if it was a hit or not. In my head, I haven't been getting too excited about what's actually hits, but are they
shot
putting the bat on
third baseline.
The ball?
That's a base hit. Nice job, Marcus. Uh-oh. Boateng's going to try to stretch it to third. This is going to be close, but he got it.
Wow.
And Marcus Gargi moves up to second.
Great.
Good base running by Boateng.
Yeah, when he got to where the shortstop is and he saw the ball was coming, he hit that extra gear.
And, yeah, he played that because it looked to me like the left fielder was a little slow getting to it.
Yep.
Took his time, and I think Bo thought he could do it, and he did.
Yep.
That's going to bring Riggs Toby to the bat. How about a big base hit here for another two?
So that last one just, you know, went just right inside the third base.
Right inside, right by his glove.
That's at the base. And in other games, we've hit that exact same thing, and the guy's played
it. Can't get it. Yeah, it's amazing how that baseball fits. Yeah,
it just
gets in the right spot.
Matter of inches, and up until now, they haven't been dropping for us.
Here's the pitch. Strike two. 0-2. Riggs is in a little.
Yep. Yeah, that was down in the strike zone, but it was across the plate for sure.
I thought maybe Coach Ike might sneak a squeeze in here to get a run in, but
not with two strikes, I don't think.
Not anymore, man. I thought maybe early. Here's a ground ball. That's going to score a run. Maybe be a hit. Riggs hustling down the line. That's a base hit.
Yep. Great
job. Drives a run in, puts him on first and third.
He hit it, and it was not hard hit. It was right at the shortstop.
The shortstop just kind of waited on it, didn't he?
Yeah, he waited.
He was
at the back end of the infield, and if he had charged it, it might have been close. But I think Craig still would have.
He's playing pretty deep.
Would have been there. So
that brings us back to the top of the lineup. Our leadoff hitter, Troy Holman.
Troy, help yourself here, Troy.
Troy popped out the first time up, right back to the pitcher. There goes the runner. Throw down to third. Bogus. Marcus gets back. He's okay.
Yeah, it looked
Riggs
like.
Riggs moved up, so we got him at second and third.
Looked like he was heading for or going to throw to second and flipped it down to third, and Marcus was back.
We got Riggs at second. Marcus at third.
Let's hit one in that gap out in right center. He's batting left-handed, Troy is.
And boy, he's got a nice gap there.
We can get two pretty good.
Oh, get on that, baby.
Be pretty easy to.
That's a strike right down the middle.
That's a giant gap out there.
That is a big gap.
The right fielder's playing probably three or four steps closer to the line than I would think he would want to be. But
one ball, one strike. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Troy. Troy might have been a little ahead of that one. I think it was a little off speed.
Yeah, ball and two strikes and one out. But we have runners at second and third. We're going to score again here, I think.
We need a big hit here. Put her in play, Troy. Attaboy. Ground ball. That's going to go foul, though.
Good play there by the first base coach, Harold Feely.
Benny.
Wait, no. That isn't Harold Feely anymore, is it?
I'd have never got to that one. Benny had it. Benny's got wheels.
You'd be getting there now.
Yeah, about right now, then I'd have got there.
Somebody climbed over the fence and handed it to you.
Yep. All right, Troy. Troy's still a little behind here, 1-2. One out. Runners at second and third. Indians, nice win. Big inning here. Takes a little low. Evens account at 2-2. Yeah, the Indians' pitching's been really, really good so far, but just haven't been able to find that timely hit.
No,
and that'll come. That always comes.
I can't remember now, and I didn't look back at the book, but we didn't have any
ball three
earned runs through the first two games, and there might have been one on Saturday.
Yep.
But
I knew this line of game. Those were all unearned.
Yep. And shut out Mississinawa.
Yeah.
Mississinawa's pitcher, can't remember his name now, really good. Senior,
good.
A good-looking pitcher, man. And he pitched the whole game.
Ball four.
Hey, that's
the bases
great.
Loaded.
Takes the ball on the
He battled
full
back
count.
From an 0-2 count.
Yes, sir, he did.
Got on base. Looks like Rossman's throwing a lot of pitches. He looks a little frustrated right now.
Yep. I'm guessing.
White Ben's going to be your hitter.
Let's see. They have a game tomorrow at Bethel, which probably is a league game.
I would guess that's a league game.
So they're probably not throwing their ace.
Nope.
Probably not throwing their number one pitcher at us.
Who we got?
We have Thursday. We start
Dolphus
here.
Start the MAC. That'll be a big one.
Then Houston here on Friday, and then at Ansonia.
Oh, up in
Saturday
tight.
Morning.
That's a little chin music there.
Yep. Got it up where he could see it.
Yep.
Like an inch from his eyes.
Right by his eyes. David Rossman, he's... struggling right now throwing a strike.
Yep.
Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss.
That looked like a nice pitch. I don't blame him for taking a good old swing at that one.
Yep. I think
Wyatt had, I believe Wyatt was one of the ones Rick's that had Toby. Two really good, solid shots that went right to the center Rick's fielder.
Toby's giving signs down there, fastball. Swing and a miss. That's a good job. All right, Wyatt. One ball, two strikes, one out, bases packed. We need a big hit here.
Engines everywhere.
Come on, Wyatt. Get a base hit here. Called strike three. Little high.
Wow.
Tough
pitch. I thought that was high and outside.
Ooh, sure looked like it, but that's a strikeout. That one is looking, too. Okay, looking. Two down. Two down. That brings Kale around one of the plate.
Go, Kale.
We need a big two-out hit from Kale. Get this thing going.
Kale's only played two of the games this so far this year and hadn't done great at the plate. He's had a couple of pretty decent swings, but I'd say it won't be very many more at-bats before he is
a
monster.
Yep, he can lock in. There's no doubt.
He's strong. He's smart. He's a great athlete.
There's the pitch. A little high. Kale. Looking for his pitch here to drive in some runs.
Yeah, but he hadn't. I think they said he hasn't played baseball since eighth grade, maybe.
It's probably been a while.
Yeah, so.
But he's one of them athletes that.
Yes.
It don't matter what he plays. Ping pong, he's going to be good at it.
Yeah.
There's the pitch. We got a big gap again there in right center. Big swing and a miss.
That was a nice pitch.
But that was a good pitch. Took a little off of that one.
It could have gone a long way, too.
Yep. Like maybe a.
Hit one
Coach
of the,
Ike's trying to get him to get a hit here. Come on now.
Hit one of the players' cars out there.
Yeah.
Beyond the
Jack
left field
them
fence.
Babies. There's a pitch. A little high, I think. Yep. 2-2.
Yeah, we've been wrong before on that high pitch.
I know. Hate to call that too early because you never know about the big guy back here.
Yeah, and
in blue.
And sometimes his move to call a strike or a ball will fake you out a little bit. So.
There's the pitch. A little high again. That loads. Full count. Runners will be moving.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs, three runs in the inning, three runners on base.
Three runners on base. Big hit here. Get a gap.
This would be a good one. He steps off the mound.
Yep. He knows he's got to throw a strike.
Yep.
And so does Kale. Kale knows it's going to be a fastball right down the middle, and you got to rip it. Come on, two, one time.
Here we go, Kale.
Here's the pitch. Runners go. Swing and a miss. Ends the inning. But in the inning, a nice inning for the Indians. We get three runs. Oh, it looks like four hits. So after two complete, Indians got the lead 3-0.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back to, not sure what the name of it is, our old field that we should have played our last game on last spring. But
not
but in the overall scheme of things, that new field, that new facility, we'll get plenty of time in there. So one more season or most of the season here.
Yep.
They were talking earlier like they might be able to get some games at the end of the season
summer,
on the
maybe,
new one.
I don't know.
But I heard Dave, I think I overheard Dave telling somebody there's no chance.
Dave said no chance. I don't think so either.
I think things would have to go so well.
I think they want everything done before they go out there, not half.
Yep.
Looks like who we got here?
Number
Hayden.
One. Did I get that right? Nope, I got.
Yeah.
That's Cole Bostick.
We're missing one. Number Cole Bostick's our hitter.
I don't know where I missed him, but.
He's got to be in there somewhere.
It's not my first mistake. But he's it's what number one.
We're going to put him up here.
And he's freshman. Kind of smallish, but he looks like he would be a, he's going to be a really good ball
hitter,
player.
Yeah.
Yep.
Swinging a miss.
Not afraid to swing it.
No, he's taking a rip at her.
And he's
one
kind
ball,
of,
two strikes.
I'd say he's built a lot like Landon was when he was a freshman.
Yeah.
Just about
exactly.
Skinny.
Yep.
Looks like he's quick.
Yep. Probably gonna be
ready
quick.
To go.
Took a big swing. Strike three. Troy starts him out with a strikeout swinging.
So see if that we got runs. The right one this time. David Brunner.
Number two, David, where did I? Yeah, there he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, maybe I wrote the wrong number down for you. So that
right,
guy
so
is actually
there.
Yes,
so
we have
there.
Brunner there.
So these guys are probably switched. I might have screwed up there, too.
Yep, probably
like you
not.
Said, our buck's the only one as long as I can make it out.
Yeah, as long as we can figure it out.
As long as we can figure it out, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Brunner?
You just have to remember that one.
David Brunner, Jr. Sydney? Troy?
Now, that's not to be confused with David Brenner, the comic.
The comic. The fun guy.
Funny. I haven't seen or heard of anything of him for 10 years.
No. Swing him. Can't quite catch up with Troy right now. One ball, two strikes on Brenner.
And Troy is still throwing strikes. That is great.
That's what you want to
do. He struggled the other day.
Especially against a small, young team like this. Ground ball to short. Looks like Ducey throws. Got him.
Yep. Alex Deuce.
Alex.
With a,
yep.
Yep. Nice play by the shortstop, sophomore. He's done well over there.
He's pretty smooth out there.
Troy, I believe
like
he. I think Troy relieved at Salina, and he couldn't throw a strike. But it was 33 degrees.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the first game of the
That's
season.
Exactly right.
Oh, it was awful. But we were up in a 65-degree press box, so it wasn't too bad.
Ain't too bad up there.
Nope.
We got here Mr. Rossman.
Top of the order?
That's the top of the order.
Yep.
I'm not sure.
Pitcher? Is that the pitcher?
I believe it is.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Not sure what he did the first time up.
He made an out.
He definitely made
struck
an
out.
They got a K?
Yeah, there's a K up there. You can't see it. Can't read it.
Curveball coming in. Curving a little bit too much. Two balls, one strike on Rossman. Like I said, I think he's
struck
a lone,
him out on three pitches.
Lone senior.
First inning.
Winds and pitches. Got a piece of it. Fouled back. Evens the count at 2-2 with two outs. And there, this guy, well, he struck out, didn't he? Yep.
Yep, I think so.
Okay, swinging and K swinging. Brunner.
Whoa, that pitch was behind the batter.
Whoa.
Little, that one was not a strike.
Kind of lost that one a little bit.
Yes, he did.
That wasn't good.
I'm not sure the batter even had to move. It would have been that far behind him.
Whew. All right, Troy. We got a full count. Here's the pitch. Right in the
very
middle.
High.
Troy calling for it, I think. Nope. Catcher. Marcus, nice job.
Good job.
Nice job. Quick inning.
Turned
one,
him around
two,
a little bit.
Three. No runs, no hits. After 2.5, the Indians lead it 3-0.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hey, we're back. Four recovery field here. Indians lead it 3-0 here, going into the bottom of the third. Kendrick Wendell's going to lead off again. He led off last inning. We sent nine guys to the plate. Got three runs. Kendrick steps in. Mr. Rossman still on the mound. Kendrick hits a bomb out in the right center, but I think he's going to chase it down. Hit it hard.
And a little too high.
Just got a little high. I thought it was going to be a gapper there.
I was pretty sure it was, but that right fielder came over and
did a nice job.
And I guess he was playing pretty much straight away right field.
Yep.
Like with Troy, he was playing 5-6 steps toward the line, and I didn't think that was very wise.
Over a little bit.
He got that one in the right spot.
Landon Post takes ball one. Landon got a base on balls last time up and scored. A little high, 2-0. Anyway, you can get on there. We want you on, Landon. Get things started here. Winding the pitch, a little outside. No, he's going to call that a strike.
Yep.
He got
He's got the little delay.
The early April strike zone. It's big.
Yep, and it takes him a while to call it.
Yeah. Fly ball, center field. Center fielder's coming hard. I don't know if he's going to get there, though. That's going to drop for a base hit right in the middle of all of them.
Right
second baseman,
there.
And shortstop, and center fielder. Base hit
I think
for
they
Landon.
Call that no man's land.
That's called a seeing eye, baby.
And
found the lane.
There was just the shortstop, second baseman, center fielder were all pretty close, but none of them could.
Nobody
had a chance there.
Yep. Brock Deuce up next.
Here we go, Brock.
Brock flied out to the right fielder last time and advanced the runners. There's a throw to first. He's got a pretty good move. That was a nice play.
Yep.
And then got back just in time. Here comes Brock. Let's see what coach has got. He got anything on here? Nope. He's going to let him steal it straight up. And he did.
Yep.
Nice job, Landon. Got him in scoring position. Now, Brock, we need a base hit out of you.
Here we go, Brock.
We'll move Landon up to second on a stolen base.
If I remember right, Landon had a bunch of walks already this year.
He's got a good eye.
Yep.
He don't swing at bad pitches. Little inside, squared to bunt there, maybe.
Yeah.
Might be thinking about moving him with one out. Maybe he might be bunt for a hit, though, too, Neil.
Yeah, that's very possible. Or, you know, could have been
sneak
the.
Sneak one in there.
Could have been the Pete Rose deal where if you're figuring you're going to take the pitch anyway, square to bunt and make him think about
See what you think. Hey, that looked like a balk. Just about did.
Inside and just about hit Brock on the.
Yep, 2-1.
Just kind of showed the bunt again. Two balls and a strike.
Third baseman's way back. If he gets a good bunt down the third baseline, he could get a hit.
Yep. Only one strike on him, so let's see what happens here.
Yeah, he's squaring again. Showing. He's dropping her down the line.
Pitcher comes over and grabs it.
Pitcher made a nice play.
Flips to first.
1-3 on that.
But our buddy Landon down at third
him.
Base.
He got him down there.
So two outs now. And number 10, Bo-10.
Bo-10 with a big base hit, two RBIs last time up.
Unless he puts this over the fence, he's not going to get two on this swing.
No.
He could easily get one.
See if he gets one, though. A little out. Landing down at third. It's always nice getting a guy to third. There's a lot of ways you can score.
Oh, yeah.
Without even getting a hit.
Pass ball.
Let's see what happens here. Here's the pitch. A little low. 2-0. Bo, you're going to get a fastball down the middle here. This might be the one to tee off on.
So do you take it and make him throw you a strike, or do you tee off?
I'm looking for a hit or drive around in.
And
so is Bo. But he hit a fly ball to center field. Center field's coming in hard, and he does not get it. He drops it.
Awesome.
I'm not sure if that's a hit or that.
He's
definitely an RBI.
He he didn't judge it correctly because he took a couple of easy steps and then turned on the jets and came up just short.
I'm guessing Tommy Galdean's giving that one an error.
Yep.
That is an E8. But an RBI.
So Marcus will be your batter. Run in, two men out, run at first.
4-0 Indians. Marcus had a base hit last time, right down to third base, right by him. Hit a nice shot down the down the line.
First pitch strike on the outside corner.
There, coach, making a signal. Get in. He's too deep. Center fielder's had two of them drop in front of him. Foul ball.
Foul ball at the plate.
Bo 10 down at first. Two strikes, two outs. Marcus Garkey, your hitter. Riggs Toby on deck. Wanting to get a shot, hopefully. Fly ball right field. Right fielder's under it. He's got a beat.
Pretty
and
much
he's got
right
it.
At him, unfortunately.
He's got it. Ends the inning, but we scored another run, Neil, on one hit. Landon Post had a big hit. He scored the run. Indians take a 4-0 lead. If not.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We're back, Fort Recovery Field, and looks like catcher maybe. I'm looking at the long hair.
Number two hitter, Seaver? Yeah, Hayden Seaver.
Yep.
Looks like our hitter.
Yep, catcher. And
he was the catcher?
I believe so.
I believe.
I think he's the only one with kind of long hair.
Swing and a miss. Troy threw him a little high heat, couldn't stay off of it. 0-1.
A little inside. I like the scoreboard, though.
Yep.
Good
I like
save
the numbers.
For the Cavaliers and four for the Indians.
Like the numbers. A little inside. 2-1.
Again, just about the same spot. Not very far inside.
He's close. Yep. He's
nowhere
close.
Near inside enough for the batter to move.
No.
So pretty close.
Winding the pitch. Troy brings it. That's a strike.
Yep.
He loves that outside corner.
Yep.
You got to play
that outside corner.
Yep. Two balls, two strikes.
And this umpire is calling that. So sometimes
yes,
you catch some that won't do that for you.
Hayden Seavers takes a little outside there.
Yep, that one broke before the plate.
Yep. I think we got a full count.
Yep, yep.
Here's the pitch. Troy, put it right there. Alex Deuce.
Come on, Alex. There we go.
Comes up, scoops, fires. Ooh, going to be tough. Nice play. Yes, sir. Great scoop by Bo 10. Well done, buddy. Well done.
Yep.
That's a 6-3 first out of the inning. Bring Seth Kennedy to the plate.
One up, one down for the Indians. Or for the Cavaliers, I mean.
Looks like Kennedy made it out last time, too. This is our third baseman, I believe. Just a little late on the swing. Strike one.
Yep, put it out in the field out there between us and Reesner's. Don't know who owns that or farms it, but.
Nope, I don't know either.
Well,
ooh, there's a ground ball up the middle. Ducey.
Nice play,
he makes
Alex.
A nice play. Fires it over to Bryant Botin, and two outs in the inning.
He made that look easy. He didn't take any hard steps.
Nope.
He fielded that either right behind or on the first base side of second base.
Sure did.
And once he got to it, it was pretty easy.
He's got a cannon out there,
yeah,
too.
And, but I thought he would, you know, from his shortstop position, you know, he just made like four easy steps and
yep.
was right there.
J.D. Barhorse, your hitter. Nubber, that's going to stay fair. I think Troy's going to take it himself,
yep,
unassisted.
Probably the best way to do it.
Well done. One unassisted.
So that was
1-2-3,
I believe, for
that's
the bad
a
guys.
Nice quick inning. 1-2-3 after 3.5. The Indians lead it 4-0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Hop on over to Historic Fort Recovery for the Fort Recovery Merchants Easter Egg Hunt on Saturday, April 9th. The Easter Egg Hunt will start at 10 a.m. for ages 0 to 4, and the fire department will have a candy drop for ages 5 and up. The Easter Bunny will also be at Vantry's Park for pictures. Everyone is welcome, so join us on Saturday, April 9th, starting at 10 a.m. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Welcome back. Indians hosting Lehman Catholic Cavaliers.
The Cavaliers. We got a new pitcher, Neil.
Yeah.
Looks like Corbin Schmiesing, a freshman, going to come to the rubber.
Good size freshman. I'm going to say
he's a big
six
kid.
Foot 6'1",
sure
probably
looks like it.
160 or bigger.
Pretty good size
maybe,
kid.
Maybe 170.
He is going to face Rix Toby, Troy Homan, and Wyatt Benn, and hopefully more.
I think more because those guys, like I said, have been putting the bat on the ball now. And today, several of them have been dropping in.
They've been finding some holes today. That's
yep,
good.
Sure have.
Here's the pitch. Shot down the third baseline. Foul.
Man, I thought that was going to stay fair. But
I thought that was a double.
I thought it was going to be right between the fielder and the bag again.
Just a little bit outside the bag.
And just about the hop before it got there, went on the outside of that bag. Oh, man.
Nice swing. Stayed back on it. Hit it hard down the line.
Yep.
Just a little foul.
I think
Riggsy makes it 1-1 count.
One of the things that really helped us. Now, Riggs wasn't a natural catcher last year. With Marcus out, he had to catch.
And, a little high, 2-1.
He got to bat every game. So he is a much better batter as a sophomore than almost anybody
else. He actually did a nice job as a freshman.
He really did.
Popped up. This one, the catcher's calling it.
And the sun came out
play, nicely done.
As he popped it up, the sun popped out.
Hayden Seaver, nice play on that one.
Yep.
That's tough. Like Neil said, the sun pops out under the clouds right
at
the perfect time.
That went up.
Unfortunately, it didn't help Riggs any.
That's okay.
Okay, pop out to number two for the first out of the inning. That brings us back to the top of the lineup. Troy Homan.
On T-Roy.
Troy with a foul back.
Back over
strike
top
one.
Of us.
Troy has popped out, and he got a base on balls.
Go, Troy.
We just got to get Troy in the groove here. It'd be our leadoff hitter.
That one's
good athlete,
high.
Good baseball player. One ball, one strike, one out in the inning.
Let's get a couple of runners on base here. I like our lineup here. Our
way high,
batters
way
this
high.
Inning.
Two balls, one strike. Schmeezing boy. Like Neil said, he's a pretty good-sized kid.
Yep.
He's bringing it pretty good. Troy just a little ahead
of it.
And
fouled back to Woody's house.
Crunch. Woody's house might have a hole in it. That's not good.
I don't know what that hit.
It didn't sound good, whatever it was. It can't be a car.
It was a thunk.
Unless somebody really parked bad.
I guess it hit his.
Two balls, two strikes, one out in the end.
His lawnmower shed.
Squeezing wine.
Sounded worse than that.
Swing and a miss. Got Troy swinging. That's the second out of the inning. Okay, swinging. That brings Wyatt Bend to the plate.
Yep. Keep on striking the ball, Wyatt.
0 for 2. He grounded to the third baseman. He made a nice play in the first inning, and he took strike three looking last time up. One thing I absolutely hated when I coached, strike three looking. Don't look. Don't get cheated. Foul ball, Wyatt. 0-1.
Up by the playground out there.
Yep.
Right field.
It's a little bit behind it. Got a good crowd out here tonight.
Yep. Decent amount crowd for the first home game.
Home game.
Warmest we've been.
Yeah. But,
Monday was terrible. Friday at Mississinawa, it was good and chilly, but it wasn't as cold as Monday.
Not quite as bad as Monday.
And on, that one's low in the dirt.
Fouled in the dirt. There's a dirt.
Saturday was nicer, but the sun never came out. I don't think it even peaked out like it did a minute ago.
A dreary day.
Yep.
In Crestview.
But I don't think it was real windy.
There's the pitch. Way on top of it in the dirt.
Yep.
3-1. Wyatt's looking for a good one here.
So is Wyatt going to be taking and making throw a pitch, or is he going to swing if he has a
hitter's count? You got to hit if you get something nice. Yes, sir. Foul ball.
I like that. I like the aggressive.
Absolutely. That's the way it should be done.
And I guess the kid hasn't been struggling the whole inning.
Good way to get out of struggling, swing at that 3-1 count.
Yep.
All right, Mr. Schmeezing. He's going to bring the full count pitch.
Go what?
Foul it off. Good battle. Good battle, Wyatt. Wyatt's probably going to pitch a little bit for him.
Oh, yeah. He pitched
Saturday, maybe?
I think he pitched Friday, and he looked really good.
Yeah. Shot. Hit hard. Center fielder going back. He's got a beat on it. That's a nice play. Hit that ball well.
Yes,
Wyatt.
He did. He's had several like that this year. I was going to say Wyatt pitched great on Saturday. He struggled the first inning to find the strike zone, and after that he was lights out.
He's
pretty good.
So. In the inning, we got no runs, no hits. After four complete, the Indians lead it 4-0.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call America Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Wayne Street Market has your solution for Lent. Every Friday during Lent, they'll be serving their famous fish dinners for $8.99, which includes 3 pieces of freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 side dishes, and a roll. And you can also get their family fish dinner, which is a full pound of their freshly.
Came back early, so we're coming back early, too.
Strike.
Sorry, Wayne Street Market.
Seth Knapp, he looks to be our hitter. He takes a strike one right down the middle. Troy winds and pitches with the second one. Slow roller off the end of the bat. Second baseman, Landon, fires over to first. Got him. Nice play. One away in the inning. That goes 4-3 for the first out. Now, looks like we got Corbin Schmeezing.
Pitcher.
The pitcher. Freshman. see what Corbin. Corbin.
I think they have three freshmen starting today.
Yep. I would say you're right. Yep. There's a lot of them.
Yep. They got one senior, three juniors, I believe, and everybody else is sophomores and freshmen. But they look pretty decent, and I think they're 1-3 and have played some teams pretty well. So.
And strike two?
If I remember right, I don't think they've been shut out. Nope.
No.
Haven't been shut out, so maybe they'll get their first time they get shut out right here at Fort Recovery today.
Ooh, good pitch.
Yep.
Had him thinking there a little bit. Yep. One ball, two strikes.
Just outside the strike zone.
Just a little outside.
Made him think. Get him here.
Strike three. Got him.
That was coming at him, and it curved over the plate.
Corbin.
So that was a nice pitch. Two outs now.
Two away. It was the 4-3. This one was K swinging. Second out. This is a disaster book.
It's a Dylan Schmiesinger.
Dylan Schmiesinger's your hitter.
But another freshman, I don't know. They don't look like twins.
No. Little guy here.
Yeah, littler.
Troy getting ahead. That's what I like to see. Yep. Threw that one in the dirt. 1-1.
Yep. Troy's been, for the most part, hitting the strike zone pretty regularly. So first inning, he was all over it. I think he threw
Troy's only give up
10 pitches
hit.
And two of them were balls.
He's only give up one hit so far. Pop one foul.
It's way back over our heads.
Over our heads. Dylan is down in the count. One ball, two strikes.
Two out. Might as well finish the
two
inning.
Away. Troy's looking to finish
it on
inning
this pitch.
In a 1-2-3 fashion.
Yep. Let's get him on this pitch.
Troy winds. Let's her go with a beautiful curveball. Strike three.
Swing and a miss.
Uncle Charlie got him there, and that is a 1-2-3 inning. After 4.5, the inning still lead it 4-0.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
We're back here for Recovery Field, bottom of the fifth. Looks like Cale Rammel is going to lead off for the Indians.
We were discussing last year if this field actually had a name.
So we decided
it was going to be Norb Metzger Field.
Norby Metzger Field?
I hadn't even thought about that till just now. So
that's a good call.
Yep. Not a bad
shot
call for
shot back
sure.
up the middle. Center fielder going back. Got a beat. Nice play.
Pretty nice
hit
shot.
Hit the ball
out
hard there.
Yep, that
Cale
is.
Cale sure did.
That is great news.
Fly out to eight. First out of the inning. Nice
strongly.
Contact by Cale.
Yeah, but basically, of course, the center fielder had to go back some.
Yeah, it's.
But it was right at him, right over his head.
Pretty heavy air tonight.
If we could have hit one of the gaps.
Kendrick Wendell comes to the plate.
Better.
Takes ball one.
But we're putting the.
Definitely hitting
the bat
it.
On the ball.
That's right. We're definitely seeing the ball good.
Deal.
We're hitting the ball hard. That's good. Threw one in the dirt. Looks like two balls, no strikes. Landon Post on deck. Kendricks, our hitter. He's ahead in the count. Kendricks likes to swing. Shot down third baseline. Nice play by the third baseman.
Throws it over.
He's there over way too high. Kendricks says, I'm going to stay right where I'm at.
Threw a rainbow.
A little error on that one.
Yep. If there'd been a little more space between first base and the fence where the ball went to, he might have been able to go, but there's not that much space there.
Yeah. And he doesn't have exactly the fastest wheels in the world.
No, and that first baseman also saw right away that ball was going over his head.
Yeah, he got a good beat on it.
He did not stay on the bag. He was 5 feet off the bag already by the time the ball got up.
Landon Post to the plate. One out in the inning. Landon with a bunt attempt. Not a very good one. Yep. Foul ball. See if Coach puts her on again.
No balls and a strike. Go, Landon.
Come on, Landon. Let's get him in scoring position. Outside. Ball a little outside. One ball, one strike. Let's make something happen here, Landon.
That's a great idea, Fee.
I like it. A little gapper somewhere. Takes ball two. Freshman's working hard out there.
Yep. 2-1. Let's go, Landon. Throw back. Throw over.
Throw over. I don't think Kendrick was off there too far.
Nope. Nope.
He's smiling a little bit down there.
Just
thinking,
are you kidding me?
You're trying to throw me out? I'm one step off here.
Your pants dirty is all that was about.
Ooh, just a little low. Nice eye by Landon. Makes the count 3-1.
Maybe he can throw another one over there and throw it in the dirt and
there you go.
Get away from him. And
get him down the right field line. Landon Post, hitter's pitch, 3-1. Take strike. Full count.
Thought that one was a little high too, but that's...
I'm not sure if
he's calling him there, that's what we're going to have to play.
Coach is going to have Kendrick moving on this one or not? Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Nope. Takes ball four over his head.
We did that on Saturday at Crestview.
Yep.
And the batter hit a line drive to the right fielder.
Oh, that always makes you real happy.
And Brock was, the right fielder was about 50 feet from first base, and Brock was 90 feet.
Speaking of Brock, he's up. Brock Deuce takes strike one.
Yep. Hit and run.
Did not square at all there. Last time he was trying to bunt.
Yep. Hit and run on one out. Didn't work that time.
Let's see if he gives him a swing away here.
Yep.
See how the senior's doing. He's going to swing. Nope. Takes high. 1-1. Brock looks down at coach. No play on. Clapping hands, saying, give me a hit. Let's go. Here's the pitch. Oh, he calls that a strike. He loves that outside pitch.
I don't think he could reach that
with a tree, Terrell.
I don't think that caught that front corner.
Ew, wasn't even close.
I think it
one ball, two strikes.
I think it broke 2 feet in front of home plate.
A little in tight.
2-2.
Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runners at first and second.
Go, Brock. Be the hitter.
Be the big hit here, senior. A little high, takes. Full count. Coach, what are you going to do down there? I don't think he's going to have him moving. Popped up. Third baseman's coming over. Catcher's coming over. Third baseman.
Real close to it. And he got
it. Nice play.
Real close to their dugout, but still caught it about 5 feet away.
Pop out to number five for the second out of the inning. That brings Bo 10. Bo's been the hitting star today. Big base hit. Drove in a couple of runs.
Putting the bat on the ball.
He is putting the bat on the ball.
Several games.
Need to get these runs in somehow here. Yeah. High and outside.
We don't want to leave more insurance runs out there because, like I was looking at, they haven't been shut out this year. So they're swinging teams. So I don't think the Cavaliers are going to go away easy.
Ground ball, third base. Tough play. It's going to be a race to the bag, and we're going to win. Kendrick. What are you calling that one, Neil? I think that's a hit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tough play.
Yep, it was a tough play.
Kind of bounced on him here. I'm going to give Bo a hit.
Yep, I'm good with that.
That's loading the bases.
I'm not going to ask what Tom's going to do.
Tommy, you never know about Tommy. Tommy spends a lot tougher than mine.
Yes.
Marcus Garkey also had a big hit. It's a shot in the gap, base hit. Yep. Landon turns. He's going to come around to score. Here's a throw in. Not near in time. Big hit. And the throw down at third, though, is going to be in time, I think.
Nope.
No, he slid under.
Got in under it or said he went to the outfield side of the base. And the
both in hustling down there. Nice job.
Yep.
Gets on third. Hit for Marcus Garkey.
A line shot right between short and third and off to the races, boys. That was great.
Marcus moved up to second on the play.
That is good, good, good.
Landon scored along with Kendrick.
Ooh.
6-0 Indians. Riggs, Toby, who is due to get a base hit here, drive two runs in.
Yep.
Come on, 12.
He's been hitting the ball.
Come on, 12.
Just isn't dropping in. So let's push one over
here.
Right center.
Shot. Hit deep.
Pulled
him, though. Boy, hit that ball hard. He's not going to have a room there. That's out of play. Hits the ball nice, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He hit it hard.
Straighten around a little bit. Get on top of it.
He'd have still been, probably 30 feet short of the fence. But
yeah.
Hit
the ball hard.
To hit one out of here. But that was a nice shot. He's seeing the ball.
Find the gap here, Riggs. Winding the pitch by Schmeezy. Another high pitch. Popped up. Catcher calls it. Tough play. Another nice play.
That one was a foot from the net.
That kid's had a nice game back here, Hayden Seaver.
Yep.
That's the third out, but the Indians on the board again. We get two more runs. Looks like we had a couple of hits to get those two runs. So after five complete, the Indians lead it 6-0.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs.
Sorry, Chad, we're cutting in on you. They're coming back pretty quick. So.
Yep, Cole Bostic is your hitter. He struck out swinging last time up. Top of the sixth. Looks at a ball. 2-0.
Well, we need to hold them scoreless the next two innings and six outs away from a shutout.
A little in tight. 3-0. Good pitch right down the middle. 3-1. Let's see if Cole, he's a freshman, he might be taken. Yep. Ball four. Base on balls for Cole.
He sprints down to first base.
Got a boy. We got here number two.
Yeah, he's probably, I'm going to say he's 5'8 or 5'9 as a freshman. He is going to be, you can just look at him, he's going to be a ball player. He's just going to be a ball player.
He looks like a quick kid. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
This is David Brunner. Takes ball one.
Every once in a while you get fooled. You get a guy that looks like that and they end up being a terrible glove and they might be fast, but they can't ever get on base.
Can't never get it.
And, but he looks like, I'm going to say, we're going to wish he,
pretty good lead
he was, we wouldn't be playing him from here on out.
There's a strike. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Runner at first. Runner. Shortstop. Grounded out to short last time. Oh, good. Oh, he's dead. He's out. He stopped.
He dived
slid
back.
And just kind of stopped.
And missed.
Yep.
He didn't came up, what?
About 3 inches short.
Yeah, he a couple inches short.
He just reached down and said, thank you, you're out. Pick off. I don't know what they call that. Pick off, maybe?
Yeah. Not have to be what it is. But.
That's one out in the inning. One ball, one strike.
So one up, one down.
Troy, nice pick off. Big swing. One ball, two strikes. David Brunner, your hitter.
Thought that might.
It's close.
Thought he might call that one.
Two balls, two strikes, one out.
Might have been a little low, but I'm pretty sure that got across the plate.
Yep.
That was a better pitch than the one they called.
Too bad. I don't know.
I think Marcus or somebody a little early.
David Rossman on deck. Yep. A leadoff hitter.
Full count.
Here's the pitch. Right down the middle. Got him swinging.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. David Brunner is out on. Swinging.
So he, Junior goes and sits down.
Two down. Now we go back to the top of the lineup. David Rossman.
The only senior, I believe.
I believe he's the only senior.
Right.
We couldn't find another one.
Yep. He's a pretty good one.
Yeah, not a bad player. He started the game pitching. Takes strike one. Indians, I think, Ross. Troy has only given up. One hit.
Ooh, good.
On the day.
Oh, you called him Ross. I called him. I hadn't called him Will yet.
I called him Will yet. I got him Ross this time.
That's not bad.
We're not getting bad. There.
Yeah.
Popped up. Second baseman right at Landon. He's got it. Quick inning. 1-2-3 for Troy. After 5.5, it's the Indian 6. The Layman. What are they?
Catholic Cavaliers.
The Cavaliers.
Yep.
0. Still to dent the score.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back. Indians hosting Layman Catholic. Indians lead 6-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Top of the lineup, Neil.
Yep. Here we go.
Troy Oman.
Yep. Now, I want to thank everybody for being patient with us with our computer crashing problems and Chuck working feverishly to try to get it all back. We are not completely back, but we are able to do our remotes. Our regular daily stuff, yeah,
because
lots of people like to listen during the day and catch the music and the
Absolutely.
And the local commercials and the public service announcements. But the sports, that's a big deal.
So Troy leads off the inning. He takes the first pitch, the outside.
When we get a little chance here, I'll let you maybe talk a little bit about what you and Bubba have going on Wednesday night.
Yeah,
and we will have that on the air.
Yep, that's going to work. That's our master show. We always do it every year. Kirk Stuckey is going to come over. He always comes over and gives away all kinds of neat stuff, and it's always a good time.
Foul back.
One ball, two strikes. Looking forward to it. Every year we always look forward to it. We have trivia questions for you. So
yep, prizes.
Do your master's studying up here for the next couple of days. Get ready.
Yep, pretty sure he's not listening, but if Crusher Rammel is listening, we still have his prize from last year.
I think Bill Hampson's got he's got 18 holes of golf, too.
I think I gave that to you or Bubba to give
to him.
Yeah,
I don't think we've ever seen him.
Hadn't seen him since then.
Haven't seen him
since. Saw him three times in between.
Yeah.
You didn't have it. I still had it.
Swing and a miss. Strike three.
One up, one down.
Bottom of the sixth inning. That's okay. Swinging. One away. We need to get Troy going here. His swing's just a little off right now. But that brings Wyatt Benn to the plate.
Wyatt's been swinging it well. Very, very well the last several games.
Strike one. Anything outside, you better swing at it because he going to call it a strike.
Yep.
Wyatt tonight flew out, hit a ball really hard to the left to the center fielder. He made a nice play on it. Struck out looking, and a ground ball to third. He's 0 for 3.
And that strike out looking was the strike that was at his eyes and about 3 inches outside.
We questioned that one a little bit.
That's from what we think.
Yeah.
But we don't get to vote.
We don't get to vote.
There's only one guy.
Ground ball third base. That's going to be. Oh, I thought that was fair.
I did too.
Boy, it looked like it jumped right over the bag, but. Must have jumped foul. Umpire called a foul right away.
And Coach Eink isn't.
He's not mad. He's not mad down there.
Of course, we're
he's got a pretty good
six.
View of it.
Up six with.
Yeah.
They only get one more at bat.
One ball, two strikes.
So I guess you don't get too excited about
that. The freshman, Schmeezing. Winds and pitches.
Another hard shot
center field. Wyatt's seeing the ball good. He's just got to find it.
Yep.
He's got to get it down a little
bit.
He's
hitting it hard. I like that, man.
Let's see.
Especially since we're up 6-0 and probably have a really good chance of winning this game.
We got a shot.
I'm okay with us hitting long outs.
Cale Rammel is your batter. Last time he hit a bomb that center fielder chased down.
Yep.
Made a nice play. There's just there's really heavy tonight. He ain't going anywhere.
Yep.
Because I thought that one burned him. But
and we're not finding the gaps.
Nope.
It seemed to be we're hitting them more or less right straight at their fielders.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll change.
Yep.
From one game to another.
Foul ball. One ball, one strike.
Yeah, that
to
rolls
Cale Rammel
to Cavaliers dugout. 6-0 Indians.
Indians lead it.
Bottom of six.
Troy Homan's been really well. He's done a great job on the mound.
Yes, he has.
Here's the pitch. Shot, base hit. That a boy, Cale. In the left field, right by the third baseman.
Line drive.
That was a grounder. Line drive. No doubt about that one, Tommy.
Put
that one in the books as a hit.
Yep. Between third and short.
That brings up Kendrick Wendell. I think we might have a pinch hitter here.
Pinch hitter number four, Alex Dews.
Alex Dews is going to hit
this
time. I
guess Alex wasn't batting before.
Kendrick's probably been hitting for him, yeah.
Yep. Alex and several other guys were out here yesterday.
There we go. Throw down a second.
Cale in there.
Not in time. Cale's got it.
Yep.
Good jump.
Alex and several other guys were out here hitting off the machine yesterday.
Were they? Good.
Yep.
That's a good thing to see.
As I could tell, I was up here kind of cleaning stuff up and looking around. I think they were out here for an hour or two.
Good. Whoop, Benton gets by the catcher. He's going to move on up to third. One more of them, and Cale will get a run by himself.
Yep. I don't know that we need it, but I won't be mad if we get another insurance run.
I always like to add on. Add on's fun.
Yep, I'd like to see Alex. Alex, I think, was hitting the ball pretty well, too. So
he hit the ball pretty hard against Salina game, I think. I'm listening to you guys. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
And he did pitch really well this weekend.
He's got a great arm. He's got a live arm.
He had that sidearm deal going at Crestview and not a bunch.
A little inside. Makes the count 3-1. Two outs in the inning. We got a runner at third in Cale Rammel. Trying to get home.
Find a gap.
Freshman Schmeezing. Winds, pitches. A little in tight. That's going to put him on the corners.
That's good.
So Alex Dews is the sub.
And Alex is just taking off for.
They tried the old sneak play here.
Yep.
That's going to score a run. Here comes the throw. Throw the plate. He's got a shot at him. Nope. He's safe.
So
that was
while you're writing stuff down, I'll kind of tell them what
that
went
was
on.
Interesting.
Alex walked and just took off for second base. they went to try to get him, and Cale took off for home. They had him kind of dead to rights. They threw it to home, and he headed back to third, and they threw it to the third baseman.
Catcher did everything right.
And it went over his head, went off his glove because he probably couldn't see it.
Yeah, except for
the throw.
It
went off his glove, and Cale came in and scored. So it's now seven.
Alex Dews at third, and we're up 7-0. Here's the pitch.
And
it
post.
Gets by him. Alex
is gonna,
he's got to make that call by himself. He can't look for the coach.
Yep. I think he did the right thing there.
Landon Post is your hitter.
You don't want to make that out there.
Landon is 1-for-1 today with a couple of walks. Looking to drive
so
in
do you think
run.
That was a planned play with Alex hitting for second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Yep.
Not that you don't want to rub it in when you're up 6-0, but
they got to learn how to do that kind of stuff.
We need to do that in a real game situation against what I would call a pretty decent team.
Yeah.
Again, they haven't been shut out all year, and in four games.
Nice play by Seaver.
So, I'm thinking that's not a bad deal.
No, you got
to
make things happen. And I like what Coach Hank's doing there.
Yep.
We are 2-1, 2 outs. Here in the bottom of the sixth.
Right.
Foul ball, Landon.
Gets to the backstop.
Nice job. It's a little outside, but he got rid of it. Good thinking.
Yeah, because that had been a strike.
Because he called it a strike. Yeah.
More
that
than
is
likely.
For sure. All right, Landon, let's keep this thing going here.
As Ron Brunswick would say, deuce is wild.
Deuce is wild. 2-2, 2 outs. Bottom of the sixth. Foul ball again.
Ooh.
Good
that,
battle. Good battle
did
by
that
Landon.
Go off the catcher's helmet or the umpire?
Yeah,
went off his face.
It was a pinball there.
Neither one of them got hit very hard. Neither one of them even shook it off or
didn't
anything.
Didn't even shake it off. So, not too bad.
I heard at least one tick. It might have been a tick.
Yep.
Here we go, Landon. Get
coming
him in.
Back. 2-2 pitch. Schmeezing brings it. Line drive right at the shortstop.
Oh.
Right off his glove. He kind of turned his head there.
Yep, he did a little bit.
I don't know if I can give that one. I believe I'm going to have to give the old E6 to that one.
I believe. Definitely should have had it.
Yep, he pulled his head there.
Yep, he didn't.
Innings will take it, though.
Didn't have to jump for it. Scores another run, 8-0.
Makes
zero.
It 8-0. That brings Brock Deuce to the plate. Brock, why don't you just step on one here for a home run and get us out of here.
Yep, and throw over to first, back in time.
Got back in time. Landon stole base last time on. I'm sure they know that. He's got a huge lead again.
Yep, that's a pretty good lead.
Inside.
Took about two more steps. I thought he might go, but he didn't.
Yeah, I'd say at this point probably coach is probably not sending him.
Yeah, call him off, Wait till they
throw
one away or something.
Landon can go on his own, too, if he wants.
Yep. Called that outside
pitch. 1-1, 2 outs. Landon Post at first.
Yep. Remember, Brock, he's calling that outside
Brock
strike.
Brock Deuce is your hitter. Brock flew out, grounded out, and flew
he
out.
He is going.
Throw down to second. Not in time. Another stolen base for Landon Post.
Throw was high, but I think if it had been right on the bag, it would still not been in time.
Pitch was a little high, too, so it makes it 2-1, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Brock, you need to hit one hard here. Get going. Nope, not going to hit that one. Way high. 3-1. Hitter's pitch here, Neil. This is the one you got to hit.
Yep. Let's go, Brock.
Give me a line drive right up the middle.
Yep. Any base hit, I'm happy with that.
Oh, that's a good pitch.
Low.
Just a little low. Ball 4. That puts Brock on first. Landon on second. Bo 10. RBI, man.
Yeah,
this could be it for our
coach
freshman.
Is coming out there.
We're going to have a coaching change here, or a pitching change.
I think they're bringing the third baseman over,
looks
maybe.
Looks like it.
Yeah, let's take a little break and
Baseman Bill. Seth Kennedy's going to be your pitcher.
A minute and back in just a little bit.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
This is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. When you or someone you love is discharged from the hospital and still needs additional medical treatment at home, Calp Pharmacy can provide everything you need, from IV medications and hospital beds to lift chairs, walkers, and bedside commodes. Visit Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops.
We're cutting back in here.
We're back at it. Seth Kennedy comes in to pitch for Lehman. Bo Tin's our hitter. He takes the first pitch, strike one. Bo's had a nice night tonight. He's drove in a couple runs. Got a couple of hits.
Has a chance to get a couple more.
Could get a couple more. Ground ball, slow roller to third. Third baseman. Bobbles.
Cannot come up with it. That's the freshman.
That's an error.
Freshman pitcher that just came off the mound, Schmeezing.
Schmeezing. E5. He was coming slow, and he kind of bobbled it. Bo Tin running it out. Well, good job. That loads the bases. For Marcus. Marcus Garkey, he also got a couple hits, I believe. Drove in a run.
He has hit the ball.
Ooh, about hit him.
It's good that we are ahead, but I'm really, really happy being a non-league game that we are hitting the ball.
Yeah,
fortunately, we're also winning
here.
The game.
Get her going here before we play Delphus.
Yeah, but we are hitting the ball, and that's big.
Foul ball.
Yep. One hop, hits the top of the Cavaliers dugout and goes over to
Marcus
Keith Himmel's.
One ball, one strike. Bases are juiced.
Two outs.
Base hit ends this game, I believe.
Could. Definitely could if we can get two in. If we can put one in the gap.
I was going to say, Brock's getting a huge lead down second base. Yeah. If he gets a hit, he should score.
Yep. And I'm sure they're not going to try to throw back and get him. Number one, he's a good base runner, but if it gets away from him, the game is over.
Two balls, one strike. Ground ball in the middle. Should be the third out.
Nice play by the shortstop.
And he play there. I think he got him. Yep.
Couldn't get him at second. Just barely got him at first.
Nice play, though.
Six to four.
Yes, third out. After six complete, Indians lead it 8-0.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Welcome back. We're at Fort Recovery hosting our first home game of the season.
The opener.
Playing
the home opener.
Lehman Catholic Cavaliers leading 8-0 and going into the top of the seventh. So it'll be Lehman's.
Seaver's going to be our first hitter for him.
Be their last chance here.
Brock Deuce comes in. He's going to try to finish this thing up for Troy.
Troy did very, very well.
Did a nice job. Threw a lot of strikes.
Yep.
Especially early. One hit on the day is pretty darn good.
Yeah, I think in that first inning, he had.
I think he had,
if I remember right, kind of remember from memory, I think he had 10 pitches, 8 of them were strikes.
Yep. That's only had two guys on base, and one of them got picked off.
Yeah, and that's really a good way to start a game. Everything's a strike.
There's the catcher.
Yep, you're
Hayden,
right.
Hayden Seaver?
I can tell because of his hair.
Yep. Good pitch. Strike one. Seaver's had a pretty good game. He's had a couple tough plays back there that he's made. Made some nice catches.
Yep, he's a good player.
There's a pitch shot back up the middle. That's a base hit.
Flies down
Hayden
to first base.
Seaver, he's quick. That puts him on with a
single. Let's just say he's not built like a normal catcher.
No, no. He's a quick catcher.
He's probably 5'8", 9", maybe 10", skinny.
Here's the pitcher, Seth
Wiry.
Kennedy.
Wiry, I think they call that.
Wiry guy. Seth Kennedy, your hitter. Nobody out. Runner first.
Outside.
Rock way outside.
Marcus with a nice,
nice play there.
Dive to get that one. Nobody out. Let's get a couple of outs here.
Let's get an out here. Anyhow, yep.
Ooh, double play. Let's do a double play.
Double play would be good. We could live with that. Rock winds and pitches. Oh, yeah. You're going to like that outside corner.
Yep.
Strike. One ball, one strike. To Seth Kennedy. Hayden, not a very big lead at first. They got to have a lot of runs, they know.
Yep.
Just a little too far outside. Two balls, one strike. Work on that hitter, Brock.
Yeah, that runner at first.
Don't mean nothing.
Yeah, we let him walk around the bases.
Ah.
He's
way
not,
outside.
Not
3-1.
Calling that one far out.
That one's pretty far out. Even
least,
he can't call
that. That was at least a foot farther out than any of them he's called.
Way out there.
Another
ball
one
four.
There. Another one out there.
First two are on.
Yep. Coach Ank's going to come out and
talk to him
a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's going to talk to him a little bit. Tell him settle down. These runs don't mean nothing.
Yep. Maybe
throw strikes, make them hitters.
Is he going to talk to the infield a little bit and say, what are we going to do here? Or they all know what they're doing?
Yeah, you know, being down 8-0, I don't know that you want to bunt. So.
Yep. Yeah. Manufacturing runs
You
need 8 runs and only get 3 outs to do it. That's. Now, if they want to be sure they don't get shut out, that's maybe a good way to do it. But I don't think that's.
I'm not worried about that.
And you know, if they kind of concede that they've lost, they might work on some stuff like we did there with.
Yeah, it's possible.
So you're liable to see something here. But
I got a feeling they're just going to stand up there and take till Brock throws strikes.
Yeah, still nobody out.
Nobody out.
First and second. I don't like it, but I think that little talk there is going to fix it all.
Hopefully, he gets her fixed.
Yep.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yep.
Not too bad.
Probably a little low, maybe too far outside, but that he's been calling right about that spot. But
J.D. Barhorse is your hitter here. He takes ball one. Brock winds and delivers. Right down the middle. That's what you got to do. Fly ball left center. Center fielder calls it. He's got it for the first out of the inning.
And the runners stay because he was only about 40 feet from the infield. There was no chance for them moving up.
One down.
That's pretty decent contact.
That was.
Missed it a little bit. Got a little under it.
Seth Kanapke's your hitter. Grounded out to short last time up. Throwing strikes here, Brock.
Good looking sophomore here.
That's a good pitch. Strike one.
Nice. He needed to be throwing that pitch the whole inning.
Yes, that is a nice little.
Wouldn't have anybody on base if he'd been
coming in on the pitch, on the hitter. Tough to hit. There's another one. Fouled off.
Back straight over us.
0-2. Attaboy, Brock. That's where to get ahead.
Any chance for a triple play here, Fee?
Only need two.
Oh, we do? Oh, that's right. He flew out. I was thinking that. I think we still only had
little outside.
No outs.
Tried to get him to nibble there a little bit.
So probably no chance for a triple play then.
I doubt it. I doubt it. Unless they really want one, maybe. All right, one ball, two strikes. Brock pulls that one way outside.
Great.
Good play by Marcus. He got beat up on that one a little bit.
Great dive out there. Catch
the legs.
One. Yep.
Evens the count 2-2. Brock overthrown a little bit here. He just got the ball down the middle. Let the kid hit it. Just like that. Strike three.
Yep.
Nicely done.
Swing and a miss. That was a nice,
swing.
Nice pitch.
Two outs. This is Schmiesing's coming to the plate.
Corbin Schmeezing. I think there's
Corbin.
Another Schmeezing.
Yep, we got
there.
Two.
Is there two Schmeezings, I think? Yep.
Dylan.
Yeah,
Dylan.
This is the other one. Yep.
Dylan.
So this one's Corbin.
Yep.
He's pitching right before.
There's a pitch.
Taken
that's
out there.
The way to get ahead. Good pitch.
Might as well finish it up here.
I like it. Get him yourself.
Do we want to let him hit into an out, or we want to just strike him out? Guess we'll do what's going to happen.
Little out.
Yep.
One ball, one strike.
Not too far out.
Making a hitter here. Come on, Brock.
Be nice to get this shut out.
Swing and a miss. Good pitch. Right on the outside corner.
Big old swing.
A little heat on her.
I'm glad he didn't get a hold of that.
Yep.
Of course, probably would have been right at one of our fielders, we would hope.
There's the pitch. Ooh, just a little inside. It tailed on him a little bit there.
Yep.
He might have had him. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom or top of seven. Indians up 8-0.
Do or die.
Here's
for
a pitch.
Cavaliers.
Ooh, that's been a strike all night, and it still is. Strike three.
Yep. He took his time calling it, but yep.
Good looking. Indians are going to win this one. The home opener, 8-0. Big game for the Indians. Nice job.
Yep. So let's take a break and
take
maybe
a break.
Figure some stuff out here and see if we can come up with some sort of extremely unofficial stats back in a minute.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have three times the wear life of our second generation and six times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaup Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. When you or someone you love is discharged from the hospital and still needs additional medical treatment at home, Kaup Pharmacy can provide everything you need. From IV medications and hospital beds to lift chairs, walkers, and bedside commodes. Visit Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sorry about that.
We're back.
Forgot to... turn the microphones back on.
Turn us back on.
So we got some extremely unofficial stats. Gonna take a look at those. You want to let me figure them out, or how do you want to go there?
Don't matter. I'd say it looks like Troy had 8 strikeouts, walked 2, did a nice job today on the mound. I thought Neil.
Yes, he did.
He threw a lot of strikes, like you said. First inning, he was 8 strikes out of 10 pitches. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's unofficial, but very close.
Yeah, but that's pretty much what he did all night today.
Yep.
Looks like Brock came in, struck out 2, walked 2.
Yep.
But it looked like he got his control a little bit better at the end there. So
yeah.
Hopefully Brock will get her lined in good.
Yep.
We ended up with What did we have hits-wise?
I think we had six.
Six hits?
Again, unofficial.
Eight runs, but, yeah, kind of unofficial. But
and I think we struck out four times. So, but
struck out
what,
four.
What
yep.
I really, really liked, we had guys that were hitting the ball hard. A lot of them were ended
we
up
did.
In outs and kind of hit them right at the at their fielders. But,
you know,
those are going to drop in someday, and those are going to be rolling to the fence. And
this is early May. We had a couple hits that went over their head.
Yes.
We had a couple bombs, but they just died going up there. But.
Yeah, but so I was really
– I thought we had a great game.
We won 8-0, and that's really good. But even if we if they had scored some runs, I was still pretty happy. Because we were hitting the ball, putting the bat
the ball
on the ball.
Yeah. I think we put the ball in play. Big hitting stars tonight where I'd say were Bo 10. Bo 10 drove in two or three runs, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcus Garkey also. He had a couple hits, and he drove in a run.
I think, if I remember right, I think just about all of, especially the bottom of the order, got hits.
Yeah.
Or at least hit the ball
bottom
hard.
Bottom order came through.
So that's really good.
So we are back Thursday night.
Yep, and we will
Hopefully we'll have Calpe and Bubba back in the old booth.
And it'll be –
we're here, right?
Yes, it's home against I'll just go through this. Home against Dolphus, and that'll be our first MAC game. And then Friday, home versus Houston.
Yep.
And then Saturday, we'll be at Ansonia for a single game. That's 11 a.m. start.
Boy, it'd be a nice three-game winning streak, four-game winning streak there if we could get her going.
And I think we have a very good chance of that the way we're pitching.
Yeah.
Jackson Irvin pitched, finished the game up for us at Crestview, and he pitched pretty decent there in an inning or so.
Be interesting to see
two,
if he
maybe.
Does start.
And,
I'm sure he's going to try to get that Dolphins game. We really want that league game.
He pitched so well at Salina. He was really good.
Yeah, he
and
did.
And I think, obviously, we didn't give up an earned run today. So, Salina got three runs against us, but they didn't have any earned.
Yeah.
Crestview got two. And I think one of them was earned, but, I mean, we've played four games and one or two earned runs.
Yeah, we've talked about how good the pitching's been.
It's really
been good.
You know, we've faced
some runs on the board.
I think Salina's for real. I think that's really good competition.
Yeah.
Mississinawa is better than they usually are. Crestview's always good. They might be down a little bit, but when Crestview's down a little bit, that's nothing.
Yeah.
they're still pretty good.
They're always good.
So we've played decent teams and have and we aren't giving up runs.
So far,
that's a good thing. I'm looking forward to getting started in the league. We have Dolphus
Thursday night
here.
Can't wait.
And those games, regardless of whether we're on the air during the day, those games will be on the air. Like tonight, Chuck came up with a way for us to get on the air, bypass our main computer, and get to our streamer.
Yep.
So you won't know the difference on Fort Recovery Radio, except for our daytime programming is not going to be going on.
Yeah.
So the music won't be there for a day or two or three or four, however long it takes.
Hopefully, Chuck gets her figured out.
Yeah. I think he has it figured out, but he's trying to not have to wait till we get a new computer to get it going.
Hopefully,
and then we'll get another computer, and we'll probably be off the air for
And don't forget about Wednesday night, Master Show.
Yes.
Don't forget about Bubba and Fee. We'll have the Master Show.
Yep.
We'll have Kirby over.
That'll be around
It'll be a fun
8
time.
O'clock. Yeah, that's always a great time.
And, always a good one.
And on Insight before that, we'll have Greg Holman. He's incumbent county commissioner. And we had his opponent on last week. Dave Buescher.
Yeah.
And so those guys back to back.
That'd be awesome.
And we're also going to have Angie King on sometime. The election board will be on sometime. They were scheduled for this week, but since everything is all screwed up. They're going to sit back and figure out exactly how it's going to be, because they could have been telling us stuff on Wednesday night that wouldn't be true by the time the election came around. So they're going to hang back to get their facts straight.
Good.
We'll get them on. We want to get the judge candidates post. Can't think of her name.
Mm-hmm.
And also Matt Fox. Want to get them on before the election. We'll see how it all goes. Angie King is going to be on, but we don't know for sure when, because she may hold off a little bit now that it looks like the state representative race is going to be not voted on May 3rd. It's going to be later. As of now, that's what it looks like. So we're going to have candidates.
We'll have a bunch of people.
And Wednesday night will be Greg Homan and
the Master
Bubba
Show.
And Fee have Kirby from the Elks on the Master
Kirby
Show.
Kirby from the Elks on the Master Show.
Again,
once again from here, yeah, 8-0.
Yep.
Big victory for the Indians.
Win, and we appreciate you guys being patient
be
with
patient.
Us, having to get the last couple of games only recorded and not broadcast. Now we're getting – we got it figured out how to broadcast. We're going to get it all fixed, so we're back to Fort Recovery Radio as you know it.
But, as we know it.
We're still going to get the special things. Definitely will be going. We have that figured out now.
Yep.
So we appreciate
Sounds good.
It. Thanks a bunch, Harold.
All right, buddy.
You helping out.
Yes, sir.
See you Thursday
night.
Yeah, Wednesday night for the talk shows, Thursday for baseball. Thanks for listening.
Been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.